You have a Bible this morning, Acts chapter number 3. The book of Acts chapter number 3 is where we'll be. Trust that you've had a good week. Hope if you're here this morning, you're not sick. We know several that's out this morning because they are sick, so let's pray for them. And let's pray this morning that God just help us with what we stand in need of today. Acts chapter 3. If you will, when you find your place, stand to your feet. We're going to read a few verses to honor the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter 3. If you're able this morning, let's stand. If you're able. Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." Bible tells us that was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of people think church is from 11 to 12, but it could be any time God meets with you. "And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at the alms at the gate, Beautiful, at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We love you. And Lord, we just thank you for bringing us here, Lord, in one mind and one accord. We pray, God, for the needs be met this morning. God, I thank you again for the good week you've given us. We pray for those that are sick that you'd heal them. God, those that couldn't be here and wanted to be here, please watch over them. God, those that chose not to be here, we pray, God, that there'd be something missing in their heart, Lord, that they'd see a need to gather with us. Father, we thank you for the ones that are here this morning. God, would you speak to our hearts? Thank you for our King James Bible this morning, God, that speaks to us. We pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to be about your business this morning. Would you set a guard about our lips, Father, that we wouldn't say anything foolish or fleshly. God, bring out the truth this morning, Lord, that when we leave here, we can say, well, Lord, we left better than we came. Lord, we want a closer walk with you. We need you. And we thank you for that march up Calvary's Hill. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. These scriptures out of the book of Acts was talking to us this week as we was at a Jubilee meeting. And it got us to thinking about the lame man. Right, the lame man. That's what I want us to look at today, is what the lame man found at church. The Bible says that he was laid daily, and thank God for somebody that carried somebody to church. Somebody that loved this man enough to try to get him some help. And the Bible says that he was carried there and he laid daily. What did he see when he went to church? The Bible tells us that there was at the gate Beautiful at the temples where he was at. The Beautiful was not the name of the city that he was in, but it was the name of the entrance of the temple. He's at the gate is what it was. And the Bible teaches us about so much of that, that he saw Peter and John. He saw others walking to and fro. It was a beautiful place to look on. What was it, though, that he seen when he went to church? What do we see when we go to church? What does lost people see when they come to church? What does the community see when they pass by Forest Hill Baptist Church? What did this man see? Well, number one, I tell you, this man, he seen a believer. He seen a believer. The Bible says that they went up together in that verse 1. There was no fussing, there was no fighting, there was no disagreements. They weren't worried about what pew they were sitting in. Weren't worried about who marked in whose spot, or who was singing whose song, who got to take up offering. They was not like that. They had a belief that they was there together.
Amen.
They was there together. You know, this world's not near as lonely when you got somebody to walk with together. And that's what they did. They was together. They were together there to praise God. There was a unity there. And that lame man seen that. He had looked upon them. He had seen how there wasn't no drama. There wasn't no division.
should be here.
Amen.
It's all about God. Right. It's not about us. It's not about our agendas. It's not about what we want done. It's not about how we feel like something should go. We're here to meet with God, to praise and worship. And you know what? We're here to move when His Spirit leads us.
That's right.
We're here for church. When you come to church, it ought to be for help. It's not just an hour that you pass to make you feel good about yourself, that you did something good on that.
Right.
I'm afraid that we've got so many people doing out there that they think, well, I gave God an hour today. You ought to be glad God gave you the 23 hours for a long day. Well, I gave you $5. I put that in an offering plate, but I really didn't need that. And let me say this too. This has been hit me. This convicted me this week. This is a preacher's topic. He was talking about giving and stuff like that. You know what he was talking about? He said, when we pay our tithes, we really ain't giving.
Right.
We're giving God what's already His. We're not giving what we pay.
Right.
We're giving what we put upon that. Which means if you pay your tithes, what's God's, and then you put an extra dollar in the plate, you are giving out of your heart. And I started thinking about that giving. What could I give? What more could I give for God? God said He gave everything to me. What more could I give? I believe this was a church that was giving. And not just in money. They were giving in time. Peter and John stopped to look at this man. Not just a tithe, but a time. They was looking for it. They said, what is it that you need? What you got going on? See, the reason they stopped and asked because they had a concern for that gentleman that was laying there. And he said he was asking of alms. He was looking for kindness. He might be looking for money. He might be looking for food. I don't know what he was looking for. But you know what Peter and John said to him? Silver and gold have I none, and such as I have. He said, you know what I can do? There's no money that I can give you. He said, I don't even have a pack of crackers I can give you. But what I have is something that's a whole lot better than this. He said, I'll feed you spiritually. You know, I might not be able to give you food, but I can tell you what we can do in the name of Jesus. He said, we can give you your legs.
Amen.
He did. There was belief there. The belief. There was togetherness. What about us, church? Are we together when we meet? Are we coming here to meet with God? Are we here to come in and lift up one another? Are we coming here to praise His name when we sing? Anyway, look, this ain't no contest of who can sing better and who can't. We ought to all raise our voices and sing to God. Because He's worthy this morning of what He's done for us. Of what He's given us. How He's blessed us. How He's watched over and protected us. My goodness, we've got roof over our head. Every one of us is dressed. We've got clothes on our back. Every one of us drove. I don't know if anybody that walked to church this morning. Every one of us drove to church. You know what our problem is a lot of times? We're too busy murmuring about what we need. Thank God, thank the Lord. Not what we need. These men had all they needed. They was going to church with the right attitude. They had a good attitude about going to church. I believe they were happy about going to church. Going to church should not be a burden, not be something that just excites your soul, stirs you up. That God has given you another chance to go to church.
Right.
I'm excited to go to church. Since I've been saved, I love Sundays. It's probably one of my favorite days. I'm not messed up. But then again, I'm not throwing against you, so I'm good there. Sundays, I love Sundays. I love meeting with the Lord. Is that the only day the Lord meets? No, it's not. I'm glad that He's not just a God of Sunday, but He's a God of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And not only, I shouldn't just only come to worship Him on Sunday. What am I going to do tomorrow morning? I ought to be worshiping Him tomorrow morning. And then when Tuesday comes, why don't I get up and worship Him on Tuesday morning too? He's the Lord of all. There's a belief that these two men had, and it showed that lame man something. It got his attention that he was looking because he asked them of the alms. He couldn't ask anybody else, but he said there's something about these two old boys. I believe they love the Lord. There's something that they will be able to help me with that I need.
Amen.
You just need some help. There was a belief in them. Not only did he find the belief of the two at the church, he found the beauty of the temple. Bible says that the gate called beautiful. You know what I believe? I'm thankful for everyone that come and help us when we laid out bolts, we cleaned the church, we cleaned out other stuff. I believe this is our big most beautiful place in the community.
Amen.
We are equipped to look of our church above our homes. I believe that. This is a place that we meet to worship God, and we want God in our homes too. But I believe our church ever look beautiful.
Amen.
We are cleaning up. We are making repairs. We are picking up after ourselves in the pews. We shouldn't just leave stuff around. Right? This isn't a movie theater. This isn't a turns. All the lights is off except for a spotlight. How about we give Jesus that spotlight?
Amen.
I like it when I can come to church where we put every light on. I don't want the lights off in here. To me, when the lights go off, it represents darkness.
Right.
And the devil's going to be making his way through this place. He may know that. But you know what runs the devil off? Light.
Amen.
That's why I say put every light on in the building. Put them all on. He don't want us fixing up his church. He don't want us making repairs. He don't want us doing. You know what he will do? The Lord will let you make some repairs and stuff, and he'd rather you buy it and be fighting about it. God ain't in that. That's a place called beautiful. He recognized the beauty of it, the temple. I'm glad today we could pull up out here. You know what? I think our church is beautiful. I think his sanctuary is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm glad the Lord put us here. The lady had seen that. What do people see? What do people see when they come by here? But let me tell you something. Our church better be something more than just a beautiful place to meet.
Amen.
Better be that. You can fix it up and you can do all this, but you know what? If the Spirit of the Lord is not here, you ain't going to have church. It ain't nobody going to be no heaven. We need God here, but I believe what we need is our big beautiful. Our big beautiful. The gate called beautiful. Let me tell you what else. He noticed the benefits from his troubles. The benefits from his troubles. Look what it teaches us right here. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave Peter to them, expecting to receive something of them. He come to church expecting to receive a blessing. Now, I like that. We should come to church expecting God to meet with us. But you know what we ought to come to church for? To be a blessing.
Amen.
Be a blessing. A lot of times it's not. And you know what? I feel like we can all get into this, or we've all felt guilty of this. And I know I have. I come want the church to do something for me. When I come to do something for the church,
right?
All goes back to attitude. The benefits from his trouble. What are the benefits from his trouble? You know what? The number one benefit from his trouble that he had when he was lame. You know what come from it? Faith. Faith come from it. Let me show you this. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, and such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. Faith performed a miracle. It was faith that performed a miracle.
Amen.
And notice how Peter said that. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise up and walk. He didn't say the name of Peter. He didn't say the name of John. He didn't say the name of Horace. Go back to church. He said, power of Peter, he was being a channel from Jesus. It was him being a vessel for Jesus. He said in the name of Jesus, arise and walk. That faith performed the miracles. Look in verse number 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Amen.
His faith experienced the miracles. They experienced the miracles. I'm glad it says immediately. Hey, Peter and John didn't give him a bottle full of that or molds or any of that. Say, just take three of these 3 times a day and 3 days you'll probably be healed up. I'm glad that when Jesus does something, it can immediately happen. And he said that his bones and ankles received strength and he was able to get up. He experienced a miracle immediately when the name of Jesus was
said. Amen. Amen.
Look at verse number 8. Faith comprehended miracles. What does that mean right there, preacher? Look at it. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You know what? If that happened outside our church doors, it'd probably scare some of y'all half to death.
Right.
Somebody out there could walk in the same. They say, no, he doesn't pray it over me. And he doesn't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That's to him. And I believe that when you pray. You don't have to believe when you pray. When you got hard times, he ain't got. You gotta believe. This lame man believed what he heard. He believed. You know, it's something to come to church and listen and say, boy, that all sounds good. Won't you take home what you did at church and try it out? Won't you, when you hear the scriptures read, won't you go home and study a little bit deeper for yourself and see what God does for you? You know, this Bible speaks to everyone. This Bible speaks to church, and it speaks to individuals.
Amen.
This Bible will talk to you if you let it.
That's right.
It'll talk to you if you let it. And the good thing is, once you hear it, you can talk to God. That's operating.
Amen.
I believe this old boy did some of that too. But he was so happy at what Jesus had done in his life, the benefits from his troubles. It said that he started leaping up. He couldn't even walk, brother. He couldn't pull himself up. And when he received that strength, I'm glad today we can have somebody not just together to help us. But he said they lifted the hand to him. Lifted him up. And he leaped. He was standing, leaping, praising God. Not only that, I'm glad today when Jesus touched his life, he didn't just go home and tell everybody. He said, I'm going into church to show everybody what's going on. He said, the Jesus of Nazareth touched me and he helped me. People are always watching you and what you do. I'm glad when Peter and John said, look upon us. What would they wear? What did they have to do to suit them? What about the pocketbooks? What about the watches? What about the new haircuts? You know what, Easter Sunday, a lot of times it gets an Easter Sunday and we all look around. Maybe that's what we ought to do when Easter Sunday comes. Stop for a few minutes till everybody stand up, everybody look at everybody, all right, sit down, sit down. Before you get over there. He said, look upon us. You know why he said, look upon us? He wanted that fixed attention. He said, I want you to look upon us. And not just look, he said, I want you to listen. He said,
amen.
This is about Jesus. It's Jesus. That's the message. That's who saves and who heals. It's Jesus Christ. He said, look upon us. And I'm glad he didn't quit and didn't give up. I don't know how many days he went to the temple, but it says he was there today. He persevered. He did not quit. He kept pressing. He kept pressing forward every day. He said, I'm going to get up. You know what? I need somebody to carry me to church. That's what I need. But I'm going to wait that day every day while I get to
heaven.
And he went daily. He kept pressing. I believe he kept praying. I believe he kept praying because he knew the power of Jesus. And once all that pressing and that praying going forward, what did he do? He started praising God. And then the Bible says, once he went to church, let me read this right here. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And it says that they knew that he was the lame man. And the Bible says that they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I'm going to tell you something today. I love to see when God does something good in our
souls. Amen.
I love to see God does in my life. I love to see God does in your life. But you know what the problem is? We should be amazed at what God does.
Right.
We're asking for it. We believe He can do it. So why is that? Why is it that we're amazed when God does something? My God's all powerful. He can do all things.
Amen.
But I like that part about amazement. One thing I learned about amazement is why I'm amazed. I just see trust. I know we'll do it when he wants to do it. But the other part about that amazement I like is I believe it brings an excitement for God.
Amen.
When he was leaping, he was praising God. He looked upon him. He was carried daily. And let me tell you something about finding God, living for God, serving God. It is an everyday thing. It's not just Sundays and Wednesdays. It's not just a Monday through Wednesday when we have our Bible. It's not just maybe a Saturday night if there's a singing. That's not what's up. It's every day. Every day we need to find somewhere and talk to the Lord. Every day. How many times do we do that? What if this lame man found a church? What if people see in a church? Where are the people in the church going? What's going on in the churches? We see it here at Forest Hill Baptist. There's people that's come, there's people that's gone. Some's moved on, some's went to heaven. Some's moved on to different churches. Some's done a lot of things. Why is that? Where are they going? What causes people, and I'm not calling our church, but just people in general. I don't care if my family goes to a church school. What's causing them to leave church? What is it? So I ask you these questions. Why are people missing? Why are they missing? Are people missing because some preachers have become mean? Is it because some preachers have become mean that praise is mute today? Is praise mute because there's too many participants murmuring? What are we murmuring for? Why is that we're murmuring? Is it, are we murmuring because our prayers have been minimized? Has our prayer been minimized and has made our pews motionless? Why ain't nobody going to altars like they used to? Is our altars not the way they was? Is our pews motionless? Because our purpose has been misconstrued. Are we not understanding what our purpose is? Well, preacher, I'm trying to find my purpose. You know what your purpose is? It's to love and obey God. That's what our purpose is. Where's the people going to churches? What's changed? God hasn't changed. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God has not changed. The problem is people have changed. The problem is, you know what? When we come to church to worship and praise, we're too busy being distracted by other things. We need to leave our distractions at home. And let me tell you, the best way to come to church is not to pray when you get here. It's to pray before you get here.
Right.
Now, you pray when you get here. I'm all for that. I'm for as much praying as we possibly do. Do we pray enough? I know I don't. I can't talk about you. I can talk about me this morning. Do I pray as much as I should? Of course I do. Where's people in the church going? What did we show people? What does our community see when they go past the Lord's church? Is it a sign? Is it a building? What is it? When they see us walking out, we're walking out together. What do they see? You'd be surprised. There's always people looking. Not only do they see you walking outside your church, but how do they see you in Walmart? How do they see you at the gas stations? How do they see you at the department stores? How do they see you everywhere we go? What do we show people about our church? Because you know what? To lost people, you're their Bible. They're looking at you and they're going to examine your life. You know what? A lot of times that can be a frustrating, scary thing. Because you know what? I want to live my best life for God, but I want to live my best life to be an example, like Paul told Timothy.
Amen.
An example. And you know what I've realized? Is that in my flesh, I fail. I fail. I'm not perfect. I'm not complete. Someday I even struggle about how mature I am as a Christian. Struggling with that. What the Bible teaches us is there's always help in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what? You might be like that lame man once today. Not so much as your legs don't work, or maybe it is your legs. Maybe your legs is preventing you from serving God, from walking and going somewhere you should come in and witness to somebody. Maybe you're lame in your hands. Maybe it's that your hands have gotten so heavy you don't even lift them no more. Praise God. Or you don't use it to give a helping hand to somebody. Maybe your mouth is going lame. You're just not praising God like you used to. You're just not thanking Him like you used to. You're just not calling on Him like you used to. Maybe your ears have gotten lame and you ain't listening to the preaching, to the Spirit of God. You're not listening like you used to. Maybe your eyes have gotten lame. You just ain't seeing things from a spiritual sense. You're too busy trying to find things in a physical sense. And our Bible tells us to live by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
What is it today that keeps you from giving God your all? This man, when he got touched, the Bible says that he stood up leaping and praising God.
Amen.
He was thankful. Are we thankful for what we've got? Hey, are we thankful that we wasn't the lame man in the Bible? How God's been so good. When's the last time we just thank God for what we've got? When's the last time we just thank God for your family, for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids? Maybe for your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. When's the last time you just thank God for what you got? I asked you that question today because I'm going to tell you something. When we learn to be thankful, I'm telling you, I believe that praising will rise up in us. Let's stand together. Miss Randall, won't you come play something this morning? These altars are open this morning. If there's something you need to pray about, we want you to come pray. Maybe there's something you need to talk to the Lord about today. Would you go talk to Him? Maybe you know somebody that's struggling, that wants to get in church, but there's something that's keeping them from coming. Would you come call their name with God? Maybe it's you today. Maybe you're the one that's struggling. Don't let the devil keep you in your seat and tell you, well, you'll make it through your struggles. Why don't you bring them to Jesus today? Maybe you've got somebody here that's lame, not just lame, but it's lost. Would you come pray for them? Maybe you know somebody that's having some physical ailments this morning. Would you come call their name unto God? Or maybe you just had to thank God this week. Would you come and thank Him? Y'all remember about a month ago when we prayed? Are we friends? And my preacher, another preacher, he did this song about what if you woke up tomorrow and would you thank God for today? What would you have? What would you have? Somebody else needs today. You just want to pray for them. If there's something on your heart, you need to pray for it, because I'm going to tell you, if the Lord put me on somebody else's heart, I want them to pray for me. What is it that you need from the Lord today?